on it quickly. It goes back to Michael Tertouzos's idea that information is a verb, not a static noun, and knowledge management is a means, not an end. The end is to increase institutional intelligence, or corporate IQ. In today's dynamic markets, a company needs a high corporate IQ to succeed. By corporate IQ, I don't mean simply having a lot of smart people at your company, although it helps to start with smart people. Corporate IQ is a measure of how easily your company can share information broadly, and of how well people within your organization can build on each other's ideas. Corporate IQ involves sharing both history and current knowledge. Contributions to corporate IQ come from individual learning and from cross-pollinization of different people's ideas. The workers in a company with a high corporate IQ collaborate effectively so that all of the key people on a project are well-informed and energized. The ultimate goal is to have a team develop the best ideas from throughout an organization and then act with the same unity of purpose and focus that a single well-motivated person would bring to bear on a situation. Digital information flow can bring about this group cohesiveness. A company's high-level executives need to believe in knowledge sharing, or even a major effort in knowledge sharing will fail. Leaders must further show that they themselves are not locked in an ivory tower, isolated from everyone else, but are willing to engage with employees. Jacques Nasser, Automotive Operations President at Ford, sends email every Friday afternoon to 89,000 Ford employees worldwide, sharing the week's news, the good and the bad, with everybody. No one screens the email. He talks straight to the employees. He also reads the hundreds of responses he gets each month and assigns a member of his team to reply to any that need follow-up. I don't send out weekly reports, but I do email employees worldwide on major topics. Like Jacques Nasser, I read all the email that employees send me, and I pass items on to people for action. I find unsolicited mail an incredibly good way to stay aware of the attitudes and issues affecting the many people who work at Microsoft. Having established an atmosphere that encourages collaboration and knowledge sharing, business leaders need to set up specific knowledge-sharing projects across the organization and make knowledge-sharing an integral part of the work itself, not an add-on frill that can safely be ignored. Then leaders need to ensure that the people who share knowledge are rewarded. The old saying, knowledge is power, sometimes makes people hoard knowledge. They believe that knowledge hoarding makes them indispensable. Power comes not from knowledge kept, but from knowledge shared. A company's values and reward system should reflect that idea. Knowledge management can help any business in four major areas: planning, customer service, training, and project collaboration. Supporting cross-border brand planning. No company has a better-known brand than the Coca-Cola Company, which makes four of the world's five top-selling soft drinks. About two-thirds of Coca-Cola's sales and nearly 80% of its profits come from international markets. Coke uses technology to create a flow of information that supports its most important business planning function and worldwide brand management. And not just for its carbonated drinks. Coke has more than 160 brands of beverages that include juices, teas, coffee, sports drinks, and milk-based drinks across almost every country in the world. Coke was one of the first companies to establish worldwide communication with its own custom email system in the 1980s. In 1997, CIO Bill Harold conducted the company's first-ever information technology strategy review to make sure its technology was aligned with the company's business strategy. In the course of the review, the company realized that despite its earlier investments, it too often treated information technology as an expense to control, rather than as an enabler of better business. As a result of this realization, the thinking at Coke moved from how much can we save to how much can we share globally so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. From this review came initiatives to standardize the worldwide desktop environment, applications, the network operating system, the database system, and the Coca-Cola system's entire technology architecture. The worldwide system for information flow has consolidated the company's business processes for research, brand planning, and global marketing. Marketing has usurped finance as the biggest user of information technology at Coca-Cola. Where cost analysis was once the primary motive for information gathering, now it's consumer and market analysis. If Coke wants to understand why people in the Bronx drink half as much Coke as consumers on Staten Island, or compare Coke consumption in France to Coke consumption in Belgium, marketers use its analytical tool, Information for Marketing, or INFORM, to examine the data. Ethnic composition, penetration of sugar-sweetened or carbonated soft drinks in the market, brand relevance, and other demographics. The INFORM tool integrates data from the company's own sales and marketing sources with data from research sources such as Nielsen, focus groups, and UN-supplied country per capita incomes. INFORM shows what's going on by country or multiple countries and by brand information, volume share, preference imagery, why consumers consume and purchase certain brands. While brand planning has gone on at Coke for decades, the different Coke companies used to collect their research data in different ways. Some data was quantitative, some was qualitative, some was a mix of both. The different kinds of data resulted in huge variations in brand plans in the 200 countries Coke sells in. Now the brand plans grow out of INFORM data. A new planning system contains 150 questions to be answered in all brand plans and organizes the information according to repeating processes. What is the per capita income? Percentage of disposable income spent on beverages? Market penetration of carbonated soft drinks? INFORM ensures that each planner considers these questions by taking the planner to the related data. This instant data access enables the user to develop a brand plan quickly. A planner seldom has to ask for manual research. And the planner learns from previous research and the accumulated corporate wisdom. A planner in Zimbabwe who wants to figure out the best way to launch Sprite in his country might discover that a Coke marketer in Thailand launched the same product 6 months ago. The Zimbabwean marketer can review the results of the earlier launch and even email the Thai planner to discuss the fine points. When planning is completed, the business plan and its supporting material are stored together in one place. INFORM ensures that every planner covers the same comprehensive steps in building a brand plan, but a corollary goal is for each planner to add his or her unique thinking to what has gone before. Coke wants to continually improve the quality of thinking throughout its system. Information sharing also supports the company's global ad campaigns, about 250 ads a year, 50 for brand Coke alone. The company's global brand process uses a standard methodology to test ads by market. Using INFORM, a marketing brand manager can search the global pool of tested ads to find ads appropriate for the attributes of a particular target population group or country. The marketer can usually even determine whether to customize the ending to make the ad locally relevant. Because information tools such as INFORM spread learning in the organization, new Coke employees or recent transfers come up to speed faster. People aren't dependent on knowing people in the research group or in a certain city. The same information and planning templates are available worldwide. The company can transfer a brand manager from France to Argentina and expect the initial quality of work to be much higher than it might have been in the past. The information system has resulted not in leaner staffs, but in smarter staffs who focus on anticipating the market rather than reacting to it. In fact, because of INFORM, Coke puts a higher premium on human thought. Information enables good employees to shine. Information creates accountability. Information eliminates excuses. Tom Long, Vice President and Director of Strategic Marketing at Coke, says, "The brand planning tool comes with no brains included. You get great information that you add value to. This has raised our expectations of how knowledge should be used. We move from description to explanation. It's the explanatory whys of consumer behavior that marketers now have to uncover to repeatedly deliver results. INFORM gets us to that focus. We take information to new levels of insight."